fourth parak of Erev Mishnah Tes. We learned in the previous Mishnah that aside from the Erev that is made by putting food outside in a certain place and that becomes your dwelling place, if you're going on the way and you see a specific fence and the like, you can say designate that as being your dwelling place. So now Mishnah has a machlokes, who can take advantage of this option of making Erev without putting the food out there? Dusha Amru Ta'ani Marav Araglov. This idea of being Marav Araglov, that you designate a certain place which you'll get to, which you can get to before Shabbos, is what's said by an ani. Amar Rabbi Meir, ein lano ela ani. Only a person that doesn't have bread could do it. But if he has bread or food, he has to make the erev with the food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, esad ani v'esad asher. Whether he has the food or he doesn't have the food, he can make an erev just by designating a place. Lo yomru v'av mepatzel v'hakir ala asher shelo yetsa v'yom beraglav. That which you need, a pot of bread or some other type of food, is for an usher who's befal not leaving his house, and that he can have somebody put out the air for him, and it will work. But the Mishnah is basically telling us like this, that even though if you're on a trip, whether you have bread or you don't have bread, you can designate a certain place as your mokom shvita, as your place of dwelling. But if you're still at home, then you cannot say, oh, I want my tchum to be somewhere else. But if you are at home and you put out bread before Shabbos, then that will help to make a new mokom shvita, a new dwelling place. So the bottom line of this mission is, if you're at home, the only way you can make an erev is with food. If you're on the way, you can make an erev even without the food, just designating a specific place, and that would be your dwelling place. And that's the way we do those, that's the way we pass.